Car Show continues with Dan Petras and Brian Morton.
1-800-859-0957 gets you to us. We've got a guest on the line, Dan. We've got Joe DuPont, the founder and owner of NHOU, which we've talked about for a couple of weeks. Joe, welcome to the Car Show.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning, Joe. How did you get this business started? What made you want to do undercoating?
Losing my personal vehicles to corrosion.
That's a good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hit me. My financial losses were adding up. And there was always a segment of... let's say there was quite a few people in my neighborhood. There were some old Yankee farmers, and I knew that they had this secret practice that they did in their garage at night, didn't talk about, that was extending the life of all their vehicles. And it's something that's been around for a long time. It's putting, they used to take used motor oil and they would spread it on their chassis. I think it was, you know, farmers noticed many years ago where they had oil leaks, they had no corrosion. And, you know, being thrifty, when they did their oil change, they broadcast it across the entire undercarriage or whatever tractor they were using. And it actually works. I mean, I've seen tangible results. I see these old vehicles. And so... You know, one thing led to the next. That's an illegal practice now. I mean, at one time they would spread used motor oil on my dirt road to keep the dust down, but they kind of frown on that now, right? and so we started trying some off the shelf products that were generic products that were legal at the very least. They weren't necessarily engineered for the application, but they seemed to do a decent job, but not quite up to our expectations. You know, one thing led to another. We found a great chemist, and he had 40 years of experience in the automotive chemical coating industry. We created a product. You know, we grew from my garage to, you know, we rented a shop, and people were just showing up from three, four hours away. I never advertised. It just grew organically. There was traction, and, you know, here we are, boom, 12 years later, we're an international company.
Wow, that's great. So let me ask you this then. Is this for the do-it-yourselfer? I mean, is there any products that you have that will be used for the do-it-yourselfer or can use?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers out there, and we sell do-it-yourself kits.
Okay.
And we have workshop videos on YouTube that go through the process, how to use the equipment, how to apply the product. There's quite a bit of people that use it themselves. Most people don't the second year. It's pretty messy. They call us.
Right, for touch-up and so forth. Now, don't you have to have a vehicle lift, though, to apply this in many cases?
In my opinion, you do the job professionally.
Okay.
You do. But listen, when I did my own vehicles, I crawled under there on my back. It was dirty, but I got the job done.
Oh, okay. So what about the longevity of the product? I mean, how long does it last?
This is an oil. There's like everything in life, there's give and take, right? An oil is going to work very differently than, let's say, a conventional type of a paint or a rubberized undercoating. Oil is actually going to seep through the rust rather than encapsulate it. It's going to displace moisture. It's going to remove oxygen. It's going to remain soft. It's going to creep and migrate. So if you spray inside a rock, a panel, or a door panel where you can't see and can't get 100% coverage, this oil will migrate up to 8 inches, 7 or 8 inches.
Okay.
Doing its thing. But it's soft, so it's going to wear off, and it's going to need to be replaced, you know, annually.
Right. You know, being in the industry for over 50 years and, you know, seeing new vehicles today, in fact, even this week, this past week, it's amazing how you can have a brand new car and to see the amount of surface rust that has already formed. And now in our part of the country, they use a lot of road salts. I mean, a lot. And, you know, like you mentioned in the beginning of the show, bottom line, you know, you were sick and tired of replacing your vehicles because of rust. But again, you know, with high salt areas, I mean, is there anything else that this individual can do? I know different parts of the country may not have the salt. Is this still needed for other areas that don't have it?
Just set up a Yeah. Well, first of all, when you say salt, it's very likely they're using liquid brine,
exactly,
which is much
yeah.
more corrosive. Okay.
Right.
And we do have a liquid brine remover, but anywhere you have corrosion, and that's going to be a moist area, you're not going to have this problem in the desert. But if you live along the coast, we have a new franchise that we just set up in South Carolina. They have actually flood water, which is brackish water. If anywhere you're going to have moisture, and if you have salt, you're just accelerating the whole process. We also carry products for rodents that will give you, not only as a byproduct of rust proofing, it'll give you rodent protection. It's another big problem I'm sure you've seen in the industry now, with the companies going, the manufacturers trying to go green and adding soy-based wiring as opposed to petroleum. That's a big problem.
Oh, yeah, because it makes it very tasty.
Yes.
It's very tasty. And, you know, it's already kind of a nice, you know, warm place for them to hide. So we've done well with that. We just came out with a new biodegradable product, the only product on the market that actually passed EPA testing for aquatic life. So they put this product in with, like, minnows and shrimp and, I don't know, fleas, and there's no toxic effect given off. So now we can use this for agriculture, for marine industries. We're trying to come up with products to help to solve a problem. We're really not, like, out there trying to come up with products to make money. We just feel like if we solve your problem, you're going to buy our products. And then, yes, the outgrowth of having solved your problem is we make money.
So I have a question, Joe. I know you're offering franchise opportunities. Say I have a franchise, I get a trailer. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
so right now we
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Mobile franchises. So we actually have a manufacturer that we use that makes it's a small tube. It's about a 26-foot wedge trailer. We bring it in. We've had engineers redesign some of the structural pieces on there for access only. We outfit it with all your equipment, your cabinets, your branding. And so basically you pull up. You drive the vehicle up on this wedge lift. You stand under the lift almost the same way you would an automotive lift. You have all the same access. You spray, you pull them off, boom. It's been very attractive business model for somebody who wants to get in. It's like $63,000. We also offer financial literacy training, and if you're inclined to, we move you into a brick and mortar.
How long? Just, you know, silly question maybe. If I call you and you bring your trailer to my house, how long is it going to take for you to undercoat and take care of my car?
The application, 1 hour.
Oh wow, that's not bad
okay,
at
now,
all.
Now, yep. Now, what if the vehicle's extremely dirty? I mean, you have to pressure wash, don't you? Pre-treat in order to use this product.
We're not going to do that, okay? We're going to have you do that the day prior to the application.
I got it. Okay.
Because it's ideal conditions are going to be dry and clean. So
okay.
you take care of that. We pull up. You're ready to go. It's 1 hour. We do 3,000 vehicles in our shop. We not only manufacture this product, but we use the product ourselves. We do 3,000 vehicles in our shop. And my wife, she doesn't have an hour where there's not a vehicle on our lifts. It's
wow.
in and out like clockwork. Yep.
So I have one other question to add towards the application and that. Now, do we have, so you go to someone's home to do this. Now, what if you get someone that's very picky? I mean, is this messy? Is there a mess that's
yeah.
left?
It really is. And that's why I say, you know, like in life, there's a give and take. So this
right.
is going to have some dirt and dust accumulation. Initially, it's going to be very tacky. So if you're doing any work on the vehicle, you want to have it done prior to the application. But, you know, here's the benefit. I have a 2012 F-150. It's in a lot of my TV shows. It's sitting in my lift in my shop. Anyone can go out there and take a rag and wipe away the greasy, grimy look on my frame, and they find shiny black metal.
Okay.
Structural integrity is what people are prioritizing over aesthetics.
Yeah.
So you're going to your vehicle is going to last you another 10 or 15 years. Or if you sell it, I have tons of stories of people that sell their vehicle. The dealer scratched their head, can't understand how the vehicle come in with so little corrosion. So it's going to add safety and value to your vehicle.
Okay, great. You know, you mentioned about the salt thing. In our area, we use the brine, which is a, you know, a pre-treatment before the storm. And, of course, rock salt is still applied everywhere. I mean, so we get a double whammy in our part of the country. And our cars, at what we see, are extremely rusty.
Join the crowd.
Hold on, Joe. We've got to take a break. But I got a couple more questions for you. Is that okay? You got a minute for us here?
Of course. Yep.
Perfect. So hold on. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls after we're done with Joe. 1-800-859-0957. We are The Car Show. We're talking to New Hampshire Oil Undercoating owner and founder Joe DuPont. Joe, I want to talk a little bit before we let you go about this mouse out. It's just a can I buy that I spray where I need it?
It's available in aerosol, but it's available in you know, gallons, 5 gallons, 55 gallons. And basically what you do is, you know, it's going to be most effective if you use it on the entire vehicle, you know, so you're covering the track from that the mouse would take to get to your wiring harnesses, right? But we have many people that came in to buy this product that we, from different industries, we didn't expect, like, let's say, AC units, the compressors outside.
Oh, yeah.
The same thing with standby generators. You spray this, it's non-conductive. Mice, we address the touch, the fear, and the smell. They do not like to walk on the oil. They do not like the smell of the peppermint that we use, and they think there is a predator in the area because we have a synthetic predatory scent put in there that's not detectable by the human nose. And so, you know, if you're going to store your boat, you can spray this inside the engine. You can, same thing with an RV. It was a suggestion by a customer. That's how we made that product.
Perfect. Now, how do, say I wanted to do a franchise, how do I get a hold of you? How do our listeners get more information about what's going on, Joe?
So if you're interested in a franchise, you can go to nhou.com. If you're interested in having the service done, you can go to nhoilundercoating.com. There's about 280 dealers listed on our website that came in to be factory trained. They have all the right professional equipment. And if you want to buy, do it yourself. We sell it online and many automotive stores.
Excellent. NHOU.com. And as a car show tradition, I got to know, Joe, the first car that was corroding away, what was it?
F-250 diesel. F-250. It was sad. I bought the diesel because, you know, I wanted to, I wasn't crazy about the 6.0 engine, but I knew I could get, you know, a few hundred thousand miles on it if I did regular maintenance, but the body just didn't hold up. It was sad. It was desperation. I was a cabinet maker for 37 years before I get into this business. It's an interesting transition.
It is. That's fascinating. Well, thanks for your time, Joe. We appreciate it. We love the NH Oil Undercoating. That is, it's a terrific product, and we love learning more about it.
Thank you, guys. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Having me on. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You Bye-bye. Too. Thanks, Joe.
Take care.